So we need to be in her in prayer for Susan Lister. Let's see. Yes. For you. Okay. Okay. What time?
10.
Okay. And so we'll be in prayer. Absolutely. Be in prayer for Tish tomorrow, 10 o'clock. And it's very important. Any other prayer requests that I'm forgetting? Any of them? Okay. Okay. And, of course, be in prayer for each other. And this about to be in prayer for Mickey Bell, one of our members. And these are prayers. Okay, let's prepare ourselves then in prayer. Get these requests down in your own private prayer life. And then let's pray now in regard to opening up with Scripture. Let's pray. Father, as we go into the Gospel of John tonight, pray that your Spirit will open our eyes to see the sensitivity of love. We're to love as Christ loved us. We learn about love by observing how He loves us. And there is so much a demonstration. Just minutes after beckoning the disciples to love one another as He loved, a demonstration of this love. Love is sensitive. Love looks and is observant of others. And pray, Father, that Your Spirit will lead us tonight and see this love. Learn from Jesus Christ's example. Be open to hearing the Holy Spirit lead us in these kinds of things and those that are closest to us. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. And Jesus Christ starts off recognizing and realizing the disciples have a troubled heart. Tonight is a difficult night for them. He's getting ready to die, but it's a difficult night for them. And if we're prone to think about ourselves, we're not going to be observant of others. If the Lord is occupied with Himself, He's not going to see what's going on with the disciples. It's my troubles and my problems. But when we're filled with the Spirit, one of the things that will happen, spiritual love causes us to be observant. And the Lord right now is keenly aware and observant of the disciples. So He starts off with comforting them and with a comforting command in the negative, then followed with two commands that lay ground for the first command. The first